This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome again to Cottage Talk. My name is Russ Goldman. These are my five takeaways from Fulham's 3-1 victory against Bournemouth on Saturday at Craven Cottage. It's my match reaction show. I want to mention, though, on Monday we will have a post-match show with the return of the Fulham shadow. That's Emilio Danello will be joining me. I look forward to that. Unfortunately, our schedules have been difficult, so that's one of the main reasons why myself and my co-hosts have not been able to come together for podcasts. I do want to mention that we are planning a post-match show next Sunday with Giannis and Max Cohen. It'd be great to talk to the guys as well. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you my takeaways. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Okay. Before I go into my takeaways, I just want to mention that this, I thought, was a pivotal match for Fulham, and they rose to the occasion. We know where they are on the table. We know who they are playing here, a team that I think is on their level right now in Bournemouth, and you need to be winning these matches, especially at Craven Cottage, taking care of business. Well, that's exactly what Fulham did. And I think my takeaways are going to reflect what I believe that they did to get all 3 points. And I understand the frustration from Bournemouth supporters because of the first time these clubs met. But if you're looking at it, and if you thought that Fulham weren't going to learn from the first match, I think you don't know Marco Silva at all. And that's obviously going to be one of my takeaways in this match, because they really did learn from the first time they play. Actually, I can just give you a little heads up. That's going to involve my number one takeaway from this victory. But when you look at it, Fulham definitely had to deal with a lot of pressure in the second half, but they dealt with it. And that's the bottom line. And their game plan worked very well for Marco Silva. So let's get to it. Let's get to my five takeaways. Let's start with number five. And it actually, number five is going to involve my number one key to victory, which was get Broya involved early and often. And to my surprise, I actually thought Armando Broya would start. I should never assume, because he didn't. Rodrigo Muniz started. My number five takeaway is this. Fulham got Muniz involved early and often. They really did. And it worked out really well. And it's funny, because I want to give Rodrigo Muniz a lot of credit. I was watching Match of the Day. Yes, I was watching Match of the Day. And Alan Shearer had some very nice things to say about Rodrigo Muniz. And also, I want to say Tony Gale during the broadcast did as well. So he deserves the plaudits that they got. But it wasn't just the goals that he scored. It was being involved in the play. They needed really him to be involved, especially dealing with this press from Bournemouth. So I want to give him a lot of credit. Do I think now that he is Fulham's striker moving forward? No, I don't. I just want to give him credit for this match and the play that he has given so far. And I hope he continues to score. But I don't see him as the solution long term. But listen, he can prove me wrong just like Jedi did. But for this particular match and the match before, he's getting the job done. He deserves a lot of credit. Absolutely. And Fulham got him involved, as I mentioned, early and often. That's why that's my number five. Congratulations to Rodrigo Muniz. Number four, Tim Ream was immense in this match, especially in the second half, dealing with all these corners, all those headers, all those clearances. Tim Ream got the job done. I keep saying this. Every time I think a player should be dropped or should not be starting, they proved me wrong. Well, Tim Ream proved me wrong here because he turned back time here because he looked like the old Tim Ream. And he did such a good job corner after corner for Bournemouth. But it wasn't just that. It was controlling the play from the back whenever Fulham needed him to. With his passing ability, he did. And Bournemouth did not take advantage of Tim Ream. And that's credit to Fulham. You know, again, there are things about Tim Ream, his lack of pace right now because he's older that if I'm an opposition team, I take advantage of. But when Tim Ream can do what he can do and basically deal with and really concentrate on his strengths, he can still get the job done. That's why Tim Ream was immense in this match and very important to Fulham is my number four. Number three. And I want to mention this because they were talking about this in the broadcast. The announcer, along with Tony Gale, were talking about this. Number three, Fulham are better side with Willian in it. And I agree with that because it's not just his passing ability. It's his knowledge of the game, being able to set up his teammates and really just get everything done when you need to get it done. His passing is just tremendous. But Willian continues, just like Tim Ream, turn back time and look like the Willian of old. There's no question about it. When Willian's not in there, Fulham are not as good as they are. I would say that about several players. In fact, one is in the African Cup of Nations right now final, which is Alex Iwobi. But Fulham are so much better with Willian when he plays because he's really sparked up this really good partnership with Anthony Robinson. And I could also say this triangle that they kept talking about, Tony Gale kept talking about with Willian, Robinson, and Kearney was just really driving Bournemouth crazy. And I'll be talking about that in my number two takeaway. But I want to just put a spotlight on Willian because he was great in this match. I'm glad that he did not go to Saudi Arabia, that he stayed with Fulham, and Fulham are a better team when he's in there. So that's why that's my number three. Number two, and this is one of my keys to victory. Like I mentioned, I was on a podcast that talks about Bournemouth, and the host thought that if there was a place where Fulham could take advantage of Bournemouth, it would be taking advantage of Adam Smith, their right back. And that's exactly what Fulham did. Number two, Fulham took advantage of Adam Smith. Thankfully, they did. And like I just mentioned with those triangles, they drove Adam Smith nuts and caused all kinds of havoc. And good teams do this. They look at a weakness of their opponent and they just take advantage of it. And that's what we saw here. Kudos to Marco Silva. We know that a strength of Fulham is obviously down the left. But when you see a weakness of a team, you drill down on that. And that's exactly what Fulham did. Once they got the ball out wide to the left, really, Fulham would cause them so much problems. And if you look at that third goal. And also, if you look at that goal, that is really about getting the ball left and then crossing it in, and the second goal as well. So getting the ball wide on the left and taking advantage of Adam Smith was a huge issue for Bournemouth, and one of the reasons why Fulham won. And that's why I want to mention, that's why that's my number two takeaway from this Fulham victory against Bournemouth. Okay, coming up next to end this quick episode of Cottage Talk, my number one takeaway from Fulham's 3-1 victory against Bournemouth at Craven Cottage.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, here is my number one takeaway from this Fulham victory. Fulham handled the Bournemouth press. Now, before the match, talking to this host of Bournemouth, and all that I've been seeing is just how great this Bournemouth press is, how fantastic the Bournemouth press is. And apparently, it is very good, and who am I to argue with that? But the thing is, you need to adjust for it. You need to find a way. And what's interesting about this, I want to recommend everyone going to the X account of Cottage Tactico, because this account goes into great detail of how Fulham handled the Bournemouth press. There are layers to this, and I want to give Marco Silva a lot of credit. This is the interesting thing, is that I said this before the match. I said it in my previous show and also on this other podcast, is that I thought Fulham had an advantage with Marco Silva, that Marco Silva would learn from the first time the teams played and would have a tweak or a game plan to deal with what Bournemouth can offer, especially in the Bournemouth press. He certainly did. And, instead of a lot of the times playing the ball off from the back, they would kick it out either wide or to Rodrigo Muniz to get the ball out of that area. And there are, like I said, other situations within this. I would highly recommend you going to Cottage Tactico, who really breaks down how Fulham beat the press. But this, to me, was a huge part of this match, because this sets up everything that Bournemouth wants to do. And if you can bypass, and that's what Fulham were doing, this press, they bypassed it. They've done this before. They've done this 1 year ago against Liverpool. And I thought, instead of basically banging your head against the wall, you do something about it. Insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. What you need to be doing is changing things up. And that's exactly what Marco did. So kudos to Marco Silva and his coaching staff for figuring out how to beat the press. And they did. They absolutely did. And it was a major key to this victory. It was a factor in the victory. So I know we call Marco the genius, but in this case, I'm going to say he was a genius. Like I mentioned, I think this is the number one takeaway I come out of this match, is that Fulham can do this. Why deal with a press that you're going to struggle against? Well, you find another way, and Fulham bypassed the press, and it worked great. So I want to give everyone a lot of credit, all the players, coaching staff, and of course, Marco, all the credit. That's why that's my number one takeaway from Fulham's victory against Bournemouth. Okay. Before I go, I want to mention one more time, we will have a post-match show on Monday, and it's going to be live, so please do check that out. I'll be posting something about that soon. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other film supporters find us. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van center to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.